Blog Talk Radio.
Soundgarden, Chris Cordell, and Spoon Man. It is, once again, Flex and JPG Live here on Hard Hits Network. It is the Harder Hits show, the overnight show, and we are ready. Are you ready, JPG?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. NYC, Vegas, and now California. All connected at one, the one and only. We are joined by the legend himself, the former host of the No Goal Sports Show, the legend known as Sambone, Brian Sanhorn, is with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello.
This is not a conference. It feels like it, though.
Oh, it's a conference. Oh, it's a conference.
It's a conference? Roar.
Yep.
That's what I have to say to you.
Roar.
What's
oh, yeah.
going on? What is happening?
Not much. Just had a breakfast and I'm doing okay.
I'm not going to be having food again until probably like 4 tomorrow.
No, that's... Yeah, but it isn't 4 tomorrow. That's an unruly, ungodly hour. 4 p.m.? Come on.
My stomach basically... My stomach... I was in the bathroom for a long-ass time before. That's
JPG
about it. It was a nightmare.
Oh, I guess
oh,
this
God.
Is sponsored by X-Lax.
You know what? I took kale pectate and it did nothing for me.
Eric's bowelmovements.com. I mean,
you know what? I can't believe I'm going to do this, but here it is again. That sound. That you just heard is the sound of the New York Rangers when they take on Toronto tomorrow and the Stanley Cup champion Maple Leafs. They're already champs.
In your dreams. We all know that's your dream.
It is?
I
had no idea that you could read my brainwaves.
Without question.
You really are convinced by this. You're convinced.
100%.
That's what 100%. I want.
Yep. I'm not the only Felix brother that craves that.
Wait. You're saying that my brother, my blood relation, JNF?
If they win a cup at 10:36, here comes my phone. Hello? 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 How do you feel about this?
You know what's funny? You like Toronto. You do like Toronto, the area. I'm not talking about the.
What does that have nothing to do with? You could differentiate the two. They're not the same thing. I don't know what's so hard to understand about this. And one has nothing to do with the other.
Okay, this is true. Yeah, you're right. We could distinguish.
But yet again, the Benedict has a hard time. What can I tell you?
Look, Team Benedict, you know, has a lot of fans. They have a lot of members. And it's expanding.
Meaning
you guys are expanding.
You're the only Benedict, okay? I'm not going to let you besmirch other people on this show.
Oh, really?
I agree.
What's
We've gone over
Colin?
This. The contract, which you will not. Yeah, his eyes, he's got the Hawkeyes on the Lakers right now.
I do. I don't even have my TV on. JPG, why don't you tell Brian how you feel about the game that's on the TV screen?
It's annoying, Brian. I've given up. Anthony Davis
and
is going
I know
to the
why,
Lakers,
I
and it's going to happen
I
soon.
I know who's calling the game, so.
Burke, yeah.
Yep. All Doris all day long.
What's wrong with Doris Burke? I still don't understand why that bothers you guys. But
everyone says how great she is, but it's only because she's a woman, not because she's actually great.
You know what? I don't think it's fair to her to just talk about the fact that she's a woman doing an NBA
game.
But
don't just call her great for, like, nothing.
She's very good. I don't watch the game. What's wrong with that?
You know, to be great, you got to do it for a long time. Like, not just, like, okay, you're right.
I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to look at the box score for this game.
Let's just talk about how rigged this all is.
What do you mean?
Rigged.
Anthony
What's
Davis
rigged?
Is going to the Lakers, Brian, okay?
Why?
It's rigged. You can tell. Like, all these ESPN people are talking about it. It's going to happen.
Am I talking to myself right now?
Yeah, I do sound like you.
Yeah.
God damn it. You got a good point.
Once in a while, old Sam would make some sense, doesn't he?
JPG.
That was pretty
JPG
funny.
Started to become like you. There you go. You did it.
It's kind of scary. Poor John.
This is just, it's just so annoying. Like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect
really
to happen when
I'm
LeBron...
Really getting sick. I'm really getting sick of the NBA. Like, Jimmy Butler crap where they were, like, reporting minute by minute what was happening at practice. Now this Anthony Davis thing. Like, enough.
When is he a free agent, by the way?
After the year.
Got one more year after this one on his contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
he stands to... You know, can I ask you a question? How are the Pelicans just so mediocre?
I don't think they should be mediocre because, like, they have some good players on their roster.
No, they're just mediocre.
Do they really, though?
Well, I mean, this is a team that won the first round last year, and Drew Holiday had a monster first round, and Anthony Davis did whatever he wanted defensively, and they added Julius Randle. He's a good player. I mean, each one
boy.
Is a solid player. I'm trying to argue.
Yeah, Brian,
for them.
I think you're starting to see why they're only mediocre.
Yeah,
I'm
now
trying
I
to sell you.
You lost me at Julius Randle.
Julius Randle puts up good numbers for them, man. Every game.
There's a lot of good players. There's a lot of players that put up numbers like that. A lot of generic kind of Julius Randle types.
I guess. I know what you're
where's
doing.
That, where's
like,
that legit? Where's the legit number two guy for Anthony Davis though? Where is he?
They don't have a legit number two guy. Drew Holiday would be the closest thing to that. At least their starting point guard. He's pretty good.
He's more of a number three guy to me. He's good.
No, absolutely. Get that.
Well, they have Jahlil Okafor. Maybe he could become the number two guy.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
Hey, Jahlil got in the game tonight.
You know, Brian, it really is true. Like, people make such a big deal about these guys. Like, Julius Randle is one. Devin Booker is another. I mean, every NBA team scores at least, like, 90, 95 points a game. Somebody has to score those points.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
listen, you need a guy to score. I mean, I'm not saying that the value of a player who scores 28 isn't anything. It's just overvalued at times. Like, you know what I'm saying, John? Like, you do need guys to make big shots. You do need guys to, you know what I'm saying? But it's not like everybody thinks it's the end-all, that be-all. That's what drives me crazy.
I'll put it this way. If you look at the leaderboards for stuff like assists, stuff like block shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guys at the top of those are always guys on good teams. If you look at the leaderboard for, like, points per game, there's quite a few guys in there that are pretty terrible, or at least on pretty terrible teams.
Hmm.
That's true.
I just feel like scoring is one of those stats that, like,
it's
if
misleading.
You do it efficiently, it's misleading. Yeah, exactly. I think rebounding is getting to that, too. Like, Russell Westbrook is not legitimately getting 10 rebounds a game. I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
100%.
You know what? That whole thing is a joke. Yeah,
it's a total
joke.
He's made it a joke.
Too bad they couldn't
come up with... He's turned
you
against it.
What a... Too bad they couldn't come up
Derek.
With, like...
I used to believe in rebounds.
Too bad they couldn't come up with, like, what a legit rebound is.
Exactly.
I don't know what you would call
rebound.
Like Dennis Rodman used to get. Like that.
Remember when he used to get like 18, 19 rebounds almost?
Didn't you send me an article about that where if you adjust Rodman against like the Wilt Chamberlains of the world, he actually would have had more rebounds than Wilt Chamberlain back in the day?
Not the best rebounder of all time. Yeah, he would have. If you adjusted per possession, he's the best rebounder.
Yes, per possession.
Well,
so much more back in the day.
Well, Chamberlain, like, there was a year where he averaged, like, 50 points a game and, I don't know, absurd amount of rebounds.
Yeah, Derek, they played, like, 2.5 times faster than they do now. Of course he had all that.
Yeah,
numbers.
No, I mean, he was great.
Chamberlain
was an all-time great, but it's just if you...
Oh, yeah, I mean, no doubt.
But there's
no
way Will Chamberlain averages 50 miles.
It's easy to adjust. Like, you just calculate how many possessions there were in the game.
I don't know.
It's not possible for Rodman to have as many rebounds because there weren't as many possessions.
It's so hard to compare errors. I think that's my whole point. It's just very tough.
But can you at least agree that, like, if there's 200 possessions in a game, you're going to get more rebounds than if there's only 100.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're talking about with Wilt versus Rodman. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Wilt Chamberlain wasn't a great player by any stretch.
Yeah, well,
he's not paying attention. There he goes again.
Well, his boy, Jaleel Okafor, he's excited.
What are you talking about? that would be insane to say he's not a great player. I mean, yeah, of course.
Could you imagine, though, if, like, Michael Jordan, as one of his conditions for playing with Rodman, had said, you're not allowed to get any defensive rebounds. You just have to box out so that I can get all of them. That's basically what Russell Westbrook does with Steven Adams.
Talk to our dog.
Adams boxes everyone out. Westbrook gets the rebound. And it's like, what the fuck's going on here?
Oh, God.
Did you guys see that game last year? The guy was averaging like a little under a triple-double. So the last game of the season, all he did was play to get rebounds. He didn't even shoot.
Do you think it's because of all the three-point shooting we're seeing more guys like him get those kind of rebounds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
rebounds. I think it is easier
the rebounds
for
come out.
To get rebounds now, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean,
some of those rebounds are long rebounds.
If Westbrook played like maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't even go back to 30 or 40 of Derek's golden years. 20 years ago, I would say, he wouldn't get as many.
He couldn't do. You're right. He couldn't do what he's doing now.
You know what he would get? He'd probably get like 5.5 to 6 rebounds, like a Mark Jackson.
That's what he used to get, Derek, before he became this staff hawk or whatever he is now.
You know what the crazy part is? The TNT guy said there are 3 stud teams in the West, and they included OKC as one of the 3. And then there's the rest of the West that's fighting for everything, including the Rockets. You could figure out who the other 2 teams are.
Chris Paul, they're done.
He's out 2 to 3 weeks, I say. I saw that. I don't know. You know, I think they made a good point, though. So, one of these teams, whether it's the Rockets, the Lakers, or maybe somebody else, they need to make
it's
a move. They need to make a trade. They need to make a trade. Well, the Rockets really need to make a move if they want to seriously compete. That's I don't know what kind of trade could they make, though. Question. What do they have in their roster that's left? The Rockets. What don't they have?
They have the team they have now.
They have to make a trade.
Yeah, they're finished.
Who are they gonna? Who are they gonna trade?
Maybe they could just trade some lottery picks.
It's just like when the Angels have to trade Michael Trout. I mean, there's no half.
No, Brian. Whoa. The word you're looking for is should. The word you're looking for is should.
Should. That's their trade word. Should.
You know, if they had brains, they would have got after Bryce Harper and tried to pair him with Mike Trout rather than sign Matt Harvey.
And who else did they sign? Some stiff pitcher? What's his name? They signed somebody else for like a 1-year deal. That's like the Angels always sign these guys, these washed-up pets. They always do this, dude. If you look at their history, they do it all the time. And they prop it up as this is a great move.
Yeah, the Angels are out of control. Like, could you imagine what better shape they'd be in if they had just signed no one the last, like, Trout's entire career?
Yeah, they could sign Harper and Machado right now.
Yeah, I think they're still paying Josh. They have Pujols making, like, $1 billion.
Josh. Oh, boy.
The free agent signing Derek was all in favor of.
I thought Josh made a mistake when he left Texas Rangers. I thought that was a bad fit, especially going to California. That just didn't make any sense to me. That was never going to work. So I'm looking at a box score, JPG, that definitely has piqued my interest.
Favors lost 2-1, that one?
No. Not that one, and they should have won. They played good.
Should.
Okay.
Should.
But
should.
They got stalled. They got stalled.
I thought that was the one that was perking your interest. I thought that was the
no.
one that was making extremely appealing.
No. And no, it's not Praises Devils, who actually had a good game today in Taylor Hardwall, with his two goals and two assists. Not that one.
They played Ottawa. Come on. Just take it easy. All right, next subject.
No, actually, I see something that put a smile on my face. I think JPG might be able to figure it out.
College basketball.
What does it involve?
I think it involves a certain basketball team.
Brooklyn.
No.
All right, let me look at box scores. Hold on.
No, I'm actually pulling for Brooklyn to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to do it. Let's see how long it takes JPG to figure this out.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Brian, would you like a hint?
Yes. No.
It's a team.
Oh,
it's a team.
The Bulls?
Yeah, the Bulls. They won a game tonight.
You're so predictable.
What's that?
The Bulls got a 10-point win tonight. And somebody
Lauren had 32 points.
Yeah, he had a monster game for them, yeah.
Well, he had 6 rebounds, 32. Which is what you want to see out of your power forward who played 37 minutes.
Oh, anything to criticize the 12 of 20 and 4 of 6 from downtown. I told you, this guy
isn't he
is
shooting
really
like 35% from the field this year?
He missed. Didn't he miss like the first month and a half of the season? I mean, I will never.
Brian. This Ryan
ever.
Anderson wannabe is Derek's new obsession.
By the way, John, there's another box score that Derek is probably missing tonight that involves him with the same name. But I'm sure
Buffalo
Derek doesn't want to see it.
The Buffalo
Bulls? Of course he doesn't. He doesn't want to see this tonight.
I know he doesn't.
They got waxed at Marquette by almost 20 points. But I'm sure you don't want to see that.
You know what? I'm going to go look at that box score right now, actually.
I'm sure you saw it. Derek, your eyes are everywhere. There's nothing.
No,
you watch,
actually.
I told you, you watch the Sabres 10 times more than I do.
Dude, I forgot that they were playing Marquette. I forgot. I knew that it was a big game, but I forgot.
There's only six undefeated teams left in the country, and we're one of them.
Wow.
New York's basketball team.
What are they? Where are they ranked these days?
They're not ranked. The reason they're not ranked is because they haven't beaten anybody yet. If they beat somebody, then they'll get ranked. I don't want them to be ranked. Frank Franklin.
Georgia Tech was a decent one.
They need some edge, all right? They need to beat somebody. They beat somebody? Okay, roar.
I want them to be angry. They beat Cal, decent. They beat Georgia Tech, decent. They beat Princeton, who's decent. They beat Rutgers. Oh, well, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
They beat VCU by a point. That's not a bad win. VCU's not a bad win at VCU.
They have a couple of games coming up, Brian.
Sacred Heart on the 22nd and at Seton Hall on the 29th.
At Seton Hall. That's the game they need to win. Seton Hall has the win over Kentucky. That would be a game
then,
to win. Circle
then they're
that
home
one.
Against Marquette. Home
That's
against
another
Marquette
game.
2 days later.
Those are two games right there. Win those games. Then you've got the respect.
Do you want to hear something sad?
Games.
Do you want to hear something really sad? Do you know Marquette's the only ranked team in the Big East right now?
Wow.
That's it. And they're ranked 20.
That's because, well, the reason being is that Villanova guys is down. You know, they've already had some tough losses.
Maybe they should bring back DiVincenzo. He's not playing for the Bucks anymore.
He fell out of the rotation. What happened?
Are we shocked? Yeah. Only Derek is.
Is he hurt? Or something that he felt because he was playing.
No,
okay, what's going on?
I just noticed he wasn't playing today.
Derek's
of course Derek's shot. Derek thinks that all Villanova and Marquette players are going to be superstars.
I never said that. Oh, my God. You're a maniac.
It's pretty close to the truth. Who taught me how to be a maniac?
Hey, Brian, you want to hear something funny?
Who taught me how to be a maniac?
So Derek called me earlier today, right?
Oh, God.
And, you know,
okay.
He and I are talking, and he starts buttering me up. He's like, did I ever tell you why I hate Mike D'Antoni? And I was like, yeah, you mentioned Marbury. And Derek goes, no, that's not why. Then he gives me this big song and dance about how D'Antoni lied to the media and all this. And I was actually like, I was listening and I was receptive, you know? And then all of a sudden,
oh boy,
I said, well, Derek, I see your point. I thought all these years you were just saying that Marbury was so good and that he got blackballed, which I don't agree with. And Derek goes silent for a second, and then he goes, he did get blackballed. So he set me up for like 10 minutes for this troll.
Oh, yeah. That was a complete clutter up. No doubt. Yeah, it was.
By the way, I'm playing
NBA 2K19. So what happens is you don't get drafted when you do your My Career. And they send you to the bottom of the barrel. I played in the China League with Shanghai.
Oh, you come
now
on.
Now he's going
this.
To the bottom of the barrel.
So you probably see a game there, right?
Oh, I was beasting.
Well, even Jimmer drops like 80 on an average night, so.
Jimmer
is ready to come back to the NBA. He thinks he'll be successful.
I'm ready to go back to the NBA. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
You've been training very hard, man. I think that you have a legit chance at this.
I think so, too.
Would you like, Brian, a pro prospect from Buffalo Bulls?
No, I don't care about them. Why do I care?
You're not allowed to not care.
Oh yeah. Well, he told me
I'm
that
giving you
that night.
No, I'm giving you a name of a player that will get drafted next year, and it is a perfect player for the NBA.
Oh, who cares? All right, go ahead.
CJ Massenburg. Remember that name. Just remember Massenburg. He will get drafted, and he will shoot the lights out at the next level. CJ Massenburg. Just remember that name.
Massenburg.
Are you ready?
Shall we begin?
Overtime?
Hello.
Brian, I'm going to need you to hang up the phone.
No.
Overtime?
It's time for overtime.
It is. Wow, the Armed Forces Bowl is coming up later today. Army West Point against the Houston Cougars. Roar. Don't get too excited about that. Don't get too excited. Wait, there's football coming up this weekend? What? Oh my God, dude, we're taking on the Detroit Trojans this weekend in the Dollar General Ball. Juiced for that?
Wait, what?
The Buffalo football team had a good year. Buffalo won 10 games.
Why are you doing this?
Dude, I'm just looking.
I'm just
looking at the schedule. It's telling me that the Dollar General Bowl features the Buffalo Bulls against the Detroit Trojans.
You're insane, man.
All right, fine. Okay. The Hawaii Bowl. Gee, who's that going to feature? It's going to feature Hawaii against the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. So all big games coming up.
You want to hear something pretty amazing? I haven't watched the Penn State Bowl game. The last Penn State Bowl game I watched is when they played USC in the Rose Bowl. I don't watch them.
Dude.
Like, I don't care who they're – I don't even know who they're playing in a week. I don't even know which one they're
I
in.
I can look it up for you.
I don't care. It's
why?
They're irrelevant to me. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing.
Does this have to do with the
Zero.
BCS?
No, it has to do with the farce known as college football.
College football is a great game with lots of passion.
No, all right, it has lots of passion, but doesn't mean it's a great game.
I'm just trying. I'm trying here. I'm really trying to get you going. You know. I know. I have to try. I try.
You need to try harder. You need to up your game.
I don't know what what am I gonna have to do to get Brian on board? That's what I want to know.
Well, he's never really cared about this Buffalo thing, so.
Wait a second. All right, fine. He doesn't care, dude. You know what I remember though? I remember Buffalo. I remember when we went to Buffalo, Brian showed me where the UB campus was. That was pretty cool.
Okay, because it's right off the I-190, and I showed you.
I liked it. It was pretty nice. Yeah,
I wanted to go. There was a time I wanted to go there. That was
dude,
good.
Do you know who went to that school?
What girl from Florida went to that school?
No. It's someone that JPG is familiar with.
Who?
Chididu.
Oh my! Wow.
Yeah, he went to that school. Chididu.
Brian.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chin is a very well-educated individual.
He is.
Oh, Chin.
Yeah. That's right.
Why does Chin hang out in the basement, though?
He doesn't. He doesn't smoke.
You go.
Dude, he hasn't smoked weed in like probably about 4 or 5 years. He gave it up.
Oh man.
Why do you guys find that basement so spectacular? That's something I want to understand.
I haven't
it's
been to the
magical.
basement location A in a while. Probably like 2 months.
Are you not invited
really
there anymore? Like what's going on?
No. I could go, but I haven't gone, that's all. Oh. See? You were wrong. You thought that I was always there.
Man, Michelle Beadle's got some city miles on her.
Well,
oh, God.
Just look who's surrounding her these days.
That's a good point.
Hey, Brian. Do you remember where Michelle Beadle got her start?
Yeah, yes, Miller.
Yeah, that's right. She used to look good. She used to do that Yankee show. She used to do that, like, I don't know, interactive show. It was pretty good. It was a good show.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And then
she decided
to go to ESPN, and well, that was the end of her career, unfortunately. That was the end of Michelle Beadle, as we know her. Pretty sad.
She's 43 years old.
No way. What?
Yeah.
She's that old?
Yep.
Wow. Damn. She's been around that long.
You know who she went out with, right?
Who?
Jalen Rose.
Oh,
I don't know.
Former NHL player.
Who?
Barnaby.
Oh,
she
dated. I remember that.
She dated Barnaby? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yep.
That's news to me. You shocked me. You really shocked me.
Wow.
Wow, Brian.
You
hey,
you know
JPG.
Who else? You know who else she did?
What else?
You know who else she did? Bruce Jenner.
Dude.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
You know, it's funny. I was watching like an old
White
like. Oh my God, some things just should not be suggested.
Yes,
yes I do share.
I disagree.
I do share a birthday with Dwight.
One of the funniest things ever. Dude. I'm sorry.
You know what? I will never look at. Olympic curling the same way ever again. Because when they say hard, when they say hard, hard, they're thinking of Dwight. They also will be a Dwight reference.
Hard. Oh, man.
Hey, JPG, did you ever check out that, did you ever find that Midnight Express Horseman match that I was talking about? Yeah.
I didn't have time during halftime. Can you send me the link for our uses?
You know what, dude? You know, I will send you the link, and you, this match, right? This is one of the best matches I've ever seen.
Well, hell, link it up, son.
We are at overtime. And Rob Davis is saying no. Of course, retirement Rob. Retirement Rob.
That's his focus. Retirement Rob is all he talks about.
Oh, Brian, he spends like a third of every show talking about retirement Rob.
I don't know. Whoever's not here, he talks about. That's what he does.
Yeah. I'm here every day.
The,
he doesn't talk about me.
You know what the crazy part is?
Retirement Rob.
Retirement Rob became unretirement Rob one night this week. He returned.
He did unretire, yeah.
And JNF was present for this. It was chaotic for a few minutes. It was a chaotic scene.
Yeah. 40 levels were off the charts.
We got 9 minutes left here on this hard hits, harder hits show. Shall we switch to baseball? Want to talk some baseball there, big man? So the Dodgers offloaded all the salary. This trade with the Reds, Pig and Matthew Kemp and Alex Wood. And they also sent $7 million to the Reds. I think they got a couple of prospects, and they're going to let Homer Bailey, well, they're going to release him. Also, they could get Bryce Harper. Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer for them. No?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think a lot of teams would be interested in Bryce Harper, but here we are.
How many teams have actually spoken to him?
Oh, maybe he needs to do a tour like Machado.
Tour the Yankee Stadium and make sure to say no to the strip cocktail. I mean, is that my mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Brian. What would you like to see the Yankees do?
No comment.
Oh, come on.
You're a Red Sox fan. I'm not giving you intel.
Ah, here we go.
I have a dream, by the way. This is my ultimate dream, John. I have something.
Let's hear it.
I want to win like a $1.5 billion lottery. I want to buy a baseball team. Cheapest one in the league. I'm going to make Derek my GM. And he's going to be allowed to get all of the block prospects that he likes. And guys like Steve Pierce leading the charge as a D8, as a number four hole. No other stars around them. They perform in October, and the other players don't. So let's see how good they do. And just to watch them get zero wins or like 25 wins a year, I would write it all. I'd be like, okay, this is done.
Oh, dude, no, you would make money because what you're describing is basically Derek's dream of being that Samson guy who ran the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're crying. We don't need to spend any money on players. I have prospects for us.
Hold on for a second.
Your team would be the first team with like a $5 million payroll.
Was it my imagination that the Yankees used to operate this way and they used to add like key bench players that could actually hit off the bench when they were winning championships? Or am I like delusional?
I think Brian's frustration with you is that you pretend that Steve Pierce is the reason the Red Sox won, as opposed to just like a decent player who was along for the ride.
He did a lot more than Mookie Betts did.
You're missing the point. You're completely missing the point.
Oh, God. You have to.
Do you know why Steve Pierce does good in October? Do you know why guys like Jim Leyritz do good in October? Because they're surrounded by an incredible core. They see better pitches. Put them on the island. What's Steve Pierce going to do?
He's gonna hit three home runs against the New York Yankees. Or...
And that's not this, all this is about. It's not about anything else.
Steve Pierce has always hit the Yankees well. It didn't matter if he was an Oriole, a Blue Jay, a Tampa Ray, or a Red Sox. But when he was a Yankee, he did nothing for us. So it's just, I don't know.
So let's just call it what it is. That's it.
Okay.
No, he's so good. October's clutch. He's robbing Batman. I mean, what is this stuff?
I'm just saying that you do need to add those bench players, even with your core. Sometimes you have to have those guys.
But again, you have a much better chance finding Steve Pierce's when you have a great core than without it.
Well,
some could argue that the Yankees' problem is that they had Steve Pierce's instead of on the bench playing first and third base.
Yeah, I mean, that's
starting.
True. Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that you could plug in there. You can't play him every day. That's true.
But you were playing guys of that caliber every day at first base, at third base.
Because at that time, they had no first baseman.
I agree. Yeah. And the superhero, Luke Voit or whatever, did a good job filling in. But you have to be realistic about that position going forward.
So, here's the question. What will the Yankees do? Is Manny Machado a foregone conclusion?
No comment.
No comment.
I know what I want. I know what I want, but it's not going to happen.
Bryce Harper?
I want them both.
Okay. Then you and Madison Miller are definitely related. Madison Miller wants both.
Miller. Who is Madison Miller?
From Twitter. Madison Miller
is
obsessed with having everybody.
Who is Madison? It's just like Nick Jingles, like Rob's friend. I mean, it's like. It's like.
You will find out very soon. Brian David. Do you have any final shot? Does anybody have a final shot?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I guess Merry Christmas to your black gooses.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Smoky Maronica.
Oh, God.
What's that?
But no, seriously, Merry Christmas. It's been a solid year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Happy Hanukkah, Derek. What is Hanukkah, by the way, this year? I feel like it usually happens by now. It hasn't happened yet.
It's been gone for, like, ages. It started, like, since the beginning of the month.
Really?
Well, you know what it is.
It came out, like, really early.
Listen. I live in California where English is barely spoken, so that's probably why I haven't paid attention.
true.
I think all right,
this show is.
Besides
that. This show is dead.
Yeah, it's basically just you and Nate hold it down at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good.
Oh,
so guys.
Yeah,
do it again.
Do we have a minute? Do we have one more minute?
Yeah, we have a minute.
Okay. Get something in really quick, man.
There's a freeway called the I-134 up in Glendale. Do you know they renamed that thing to the Barack Obama Highway?
Oh, my God.
Do you know
they
when
could go
good,
fuck themselves.